Welcome to our podcast on the First Amendment, specifically regarding freedom of press. I'm Anika.
I'm Maddie.
And I'm Brian.
Please enjoy the show.
Freedom of press is referenced in the First Amendment, which says, Congress shall make no law representing an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or the press. Maddie, are there any court cases in particular that pertains to this section of the amendment?
Yes, as a matter of fact, Brian, there is a very significant Supreme Court case called the New York Times Company versus the United States. It also became known as the Pentagon Papers case. The Nixon administration attempted to prevent the New York Times from and the Washington Post from publishing materials belonging to a classified Defense Department study regarding the history of the United States activities in Vietnam. The President Nixon argued that the restraint was necessary in the protection of national security, and the case was decided together with the U.S. versus Washington Post. Justices Black and Douglas argued that the word security should not be used to overturn the fundamental law embodied in the First Amendment, and the prior restraint was unjustified.
Wow, that was very insightful, Maddie Mads. It really showed how the First Amendment protects the civil liberties of publishing companies. Anika, how do you feel about this, dog?
I mean, yeah, Big Sodium, it really allows people to speak their truth with no restrictions. And those are the ideals that America was founded on in the first place.
Hi, I'm here with Mr. Crosby, Eagle Vision News broadcasting teacher. So, Mr. Crosby, as you prepare and edit content for your broadcast, are there certain aspects of the First Amendment, particularly regarding freedom of press, that you consider the most?
Sure. So, typically, the kind of stories that we do tend to be more personal interest, more fun, school-friendly. I typically steer my students not for those, I guess you'd say, hard-nosed investigative style stories that you might see on like CNN or Fox News or BBC or whatever. So we typically try to steer clear of those controversial issues, whether it's a school issue or politics or whatever, and we try to do more community style stories that hopefully kind of, you know, enrich the school atmosphere and you know, hopefully add some entertainment value to our broadcasts.
Okay. So do you feel that there are any school policies that might be at odds with freedom of press?
Not really. I think, you know, we aren't, by the truest means, the press. We are, you know, school. My students are students first. They're not full-fledged press members of the press. So, you know, I think we got to play a little bit differently, you know, by a little bit of a different set of rules just because we are in a school. And again, I steer away from that, you know, that investigative style that maybe would be kind of that controversial issue that you'd see with freedom of the press.
Okay. So then what do you think the biggest challenges facing broadcasters today are?
I think the biggest challenge is probably to try to come across as non-biased. I think, you know, everyone's thinks, you know, CNN has one bias, Fox News has one bias, BBC has one bias. So the trick for journalists today is to try to report in a way that is non-biased, that, you know, provides the information and then lets the viewer decide, you know, whether something is wrong or bad or illegal or whatever. So I'd say that's probably the biggest challenge because most people view, especially if a journalist is on one, you know, network, people typically immediately associate it with, you know, liberal or conservative or whatever. So I'd say that's probably the biggest challenge.
All right. Thank you so much for joining me on our podcast.
You're welcome.
Hi, I'm here with Ms. Milo, history teacher here at Collins Hill. So, Ms. Milo, what do you think the biggest impact of the Supreme Court's decision in the New York Times versus the United States was?
Well, this Supreme Court case shows that the government cannot edit or control content that the public people are aware of. So it showed that freedom of press and First Amendment rights far exceed what the government classifies as classified information, and no matter what happens, the public people should be privy to information.
All right, so then how do you think the relevance and importance of the First Amendment has evolved over time?
I think, if anything, it's getting bigger because we are getting more and more interactive globally. So the more that we push and the more that we want to check our government and talk about corruption, the more that we should be able to find this information, especially with things, our war affairs going on overseas. So the more we know, the more able we are able to kind of talk about that, and especially the rise of social media. People have access to everything, so there needs to be laws to protect that and freedom of speech and the access of information.
Okay, so then what do you think the biggest challenges to freedom of press in today's society are?
It's not only that you have a journalism degree, it's that people are able to have access to information, like you have Twitter and Instagram and everything. So sometimes people publish things without checking them. So I think fact-checking and making sure that everything is correct is the big issue, because sometimes people, you know, the term fake news pops up a lot. But it still shouldn't limit it. We just need to have checks and facts to make sure that all the information out there is good.
Okay, thank you so much, Ms. Milo.
Both Mr. Crosby and Ms. Milo have valid points of freedom of press. As citizens of the United States, we should have freedom to express anything we want to and how we want to.
I definitely agree with Ms. Milo in saying that the freedom of press prohibits the government from limiting our knowledge of the world around us, and we are free to expand that knowledge.
I really like how Mr. Crosby articulated that bias is what's plaguing broadcasting today, as I'm sure we all see the different viewpoints and opinions of different stations like Fox or CNN every time we turn on the news. Yes, in the First Amendment, freedom of press gives us the civil liberties to publicly state our opinions without consequence. However, when it's used more for propaganda, as we see more and more today, it can really bring into question the reliability of the broadcasters. Hi, thank you so much for listening. I'm Anika.
I'm Maddie.
And I'm Big Sodium.
Feel free to comment, like, and subscribe down below.
Follow me at Instagram, b.na7.